Hello.
Hello. Hi, how you doing today, ma'am?
What's this about?
My name is Tony. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Surveys and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, what is the highest grade or the highest degree that you have received?
What's the survey about, though? I mean,
The survey is about the Columbus City next month elections.
The Columbus City elections?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this an independent poll? Is it on part of
exactly.
Behalf of a party?
No, ma'am. We're calling you from Opinion Surveys. Okay? We try not to, in any way, shape, or form, influence your answers. Okay? So, that's what we are. We're not even in Ohio.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Master's. Awesome. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, what is your race?
White. European.
Awesome. Oh, okay, great. And are you registered to vote in Columbus? Or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
As you may know, in November, next month, 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevent people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Do you plan to vote by mail, early in person, or in person on election day?
In person on election day.
And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general elections on a scale from 0 to 10? 10, extremely motivated, 0, not all motivated, 5, somewhat.
10, extremely motivated.
Awesome. Now, we'd like for you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5, you're neutral, and 0, very cold and unfavorable, okay? Now, if you hear someone that you never heard of, just let me know, okay? Farhan Jetty. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I have.
What type of opinion do you have about him?
Neutral.
Neutral. What about Joseph Motil?
Yes.
And what, from 0 to 10, how would you rate your feelings?
About a 6.
Okay. What about Luis Gil?
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about the Columbus City Council?
Okay. What do you mean? What about him?
As a whole, the City Council of Columbus, how do you feel about them?
Not really doing their job. I mean, they have influence over,
How would you rate
the mayor? The mayor's over policing, but they can influence it, and it just
a lot of crime
issues in Columbus.
How would you rate your feelings about the Columbus City Council from 0 to 10?
Probably a 3.
Okay. What about Adrian Hood?
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Okay. What about Andrew Ginther?
0.
0? Okay. And Nick Bankston?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Emmanuel Remy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've heard of the name, but I don't really know. I don't know much about that person.
What about Nancy Dacauer?
I don't know if these are I don't know anybody on council. I just know the record of things that are happening, but I don't know the names of the council members.
Have you heard of Shannon Hawdon?
Actually, yeah, I have. I know the name, but I don't know.
But you don't have no opinion. I mean,
opinion.
Okay, no problem. I truly thank you. Okay, we're almost done. I'm gonna try to hurry it up. Okay, next.
Okay.
Are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to city council so the council can go in a different direction, or I would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Which of those two councils is your view? New people. Okay.
New people.
If the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Motil or Andrew Ginter?
Oh, you can Joseph only... Motil.
Joseph
yeah, anybody
Motil.
But anybody but Andrew Ginter. Anybody.
If
anybody
the November...
but Ginter.
Okay. Now, if the November elections for the candidate for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Farhan Jetty or Nick Bankson?
I don't know.
You can say undecided. Now, if November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Louise Gill or Nancy Dake Akauer?
I don't know.
Okay. If the November elections for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Probably Emmanuel Remy.
Emmanuel Remy. Okay, so you lean towards Emmanuel Remy. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements at a collective rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
A big fat no. And if I could bold it, circle it, highlight it, and vote multiple times, it would be no.
All right.
That's what's motivating me to vote.
Wow, that was really an answer, to be honest with you. Now, in politics, that you seal that one. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
I voted Democrat, I've voted Republican, and I can't stand either, so I'm an independent.
Okay.
I hate them both now.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I'd say at this point, neither.
Okay. Are you married? Unmarried and with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Awesome. Great. Let me call her back.